boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
Yesterday, I was telling you about how Neighbor Man's new hobby is going live on Twitch.
Yeah, like live streaming himself gaming, VRing?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And you and both Lady J were giving me crap for it.
You did something really embarrassing.
Right. All because I went in. Okay, here's the thing. He went live on Twitch on Monday while I was at work, and I had texted him and I really needed him to respond, and he wasn't responding. So then I realized he must be live on Twitch. So I hop on and I see he is. So I ask him the question on his live Twitch,
which was how you're supposed to bake what, your chicken nuggets in the oven?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Because I had asked him earlier that day to take a picture of the back of the packaging, and he hadn't done it for me yet. And so I asked him to do that. And then, yeah, he hadn't done. And then, yeah.
On his public chat.
Okay.
His Twitch chat. You were like cringy mom. Like, honey, please answer me.
She didn't like it.
I just think you embarrassed him in front of his friends.
Well, last night I decided to uno reverse that attitude, and I did something different.
Okay.
I decided to be more sassier in the chat.
Meaning what?
Like, I was sassy, if that makes sense. So, for instance, he, like, felt like he was, like, climbing up something, and then he fell, and I went, loser.
Oh, my God.
And then the other time, he, like, realized, you can see, like, his ranking went down. He's like, oh, I'm not doing as good. I'm like, well, you should have tried harder. Like, I was being...
So now you're being a hater.
And then I did that. And then he was like, ban that girl in this...
That's what I was just going to say. You are just asking to be blocked.
Well, I was trying to do something that I thought was cooler. And then you... Because you and Lady J didn't like it. And now it didn't work. What am I supposed to do in these Twitch live streams?
I think you should delete your Twitch account. Stop. You ever wake up in the middle of the night and your man is just missing out of the bed?
No.
Okay, it's very spooky.
He'd be murdered or something.
Well, I literally had a panic this morning. I woke up at probably like 6 a.m., which is not my time of the day, respectfully.
No.
Because my cat was like perching on me, which is not normal behavior out of him. I'm awake and I look over. My boyfriend's gone. I'm like, okay, well, I know he wasn't feeling very well last night. Maybe he got up and, like, grabbed water or something. I'm like, well, no, I don't see any lights on. I don't hear anything. I'm going to get up and investigate. However, I was half awake. I also am a contact lens wearer, so I didn't have those in.
Uh-oh.
I can't see anything. So I, like, stumble out into the living room, and I can see that he's on the couch, but I can't tell he's awake. And he goes, hello? Like, I think he thought that I was sleepwalking.
Do you do that?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I guess I don't know. Nobody's ever told me. But he was like, I don't feel very good. I have water. I'm good. You go back to bed. But I was like, will you, like, nudge me next time you get up before you leave? Because in my mind, I was laying there like, okay, he left. He's mad at me, or... Has he been doing this every night, and this is the first time I'm noticing?
I would have thought Squid Games took him. That's what I would have thought.
Oh, my God.
That would have been my first thought. No joke. I would have thought Squid Games took him. He signed up, and he got taken in the middle of the night or something. That's just what my first thought. It's because the show is my life right now.
That it would be the most cruel prank to wake up, their spot's empty, and there's just one of those stupid cards laying in their spot. I'd die. I would die on the spot.
Somebody do that as a prank.
Don't know. That's mean.
Do it as a prank. Report back to Those Girls and Girls Incorporated.
When you're probably single, because that is cruel.
And then if you're single, let us know.
It's Destiny's fault.
Here's what's hot and what's not.
Come on.
With Those Girls in the Afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
There's a trend going around on TikTok that is really upsetting some shoppers out there. What's happening?
So you?
I haven't experienced it in person yet. I think it's bigger in like big cities right now, but who knows? Maybe next time you're at TJ Maxx or Home Goods or a store kind of like that.
You gotta ruin the good ones.
That's what I'm saying. It's at stores like that that you can't really shop online because the inventory is always changing. It's stuff that's like marked down from where it originally came from. And what is happening is people are dubbing themselves personal shoppers for these stores. They're going on TikTok and they're going live and they're walking through the store showing stuff that's in stock. Because what's at, I don't know, the Des Moines TJ Maxx could be different than the one that's
Cedar Rapids.
Yeah, even Cedar Rapids to Coralville. Some of the places get certain things that others don't. So these air quotes personal shoppers are going live on TikTok. They're going down the aisle, showing a mug and saying, okay, who wants this mug? People in the chat are claiming it. And they're like, I want that mug. I want it. And then they name a price for it. Well, I guess they say how much it is.
$13 here plus $10 shipping and handling.
Plus shipping. And that depends on how far you live from the person that's going live. Plus they charge a finder's fee because they went out and did the shopping for you. They're adding on to that. So, for instance, there was one girl who did find a coffee mug that was probably, I don't have the original price, but coffee mug at TJ Maxx would probably be like, I don't know, $6.99 would be my guess. It was marked up to $26 after the finder's
fee. Stupid.
And the shipping was added on.
$26 for a stupid mug that you already have a redonkulous amount?
It's crazy.
Okay, you can't hang on this because it's not a crime, I don't think.
I don't think so.
I don't know law very well, clearly. But I'm just more mad I didn't think about it.
Well, and I hate myself because I love watching these people. It's like modern day QVC.
Uh-huh.
Where they're like, here's this thing. Comment if you want it.
I can watch those for hours.
Oh, my God.
I'm just mad I didn't think about this.
I'm mad I
didn't. You could be making a stupid amount of money.
Or
something you already do anyways on Saturdays and Sundays.
Right. Just make a couple extra bucks.
The only thing that I think, what I don't like it is, I'm sure they're ruining the experience for people inside of TJ Maxx.
That's where the complaints are.
And stuff. Like, if you're in that aisle and you're like, okay, who wants this mug? Who wants this mug? It's $13.99. Plus $10.99 in shipping, plus a $5 in my processing and my handling fee, whatever. Like, you're standing in my way. Ma'am, please move. There is another mug that you're not doing this stupid thing for. That could you just move? I want that mug
right
now. That's the only thing I have a problem with.
Uh-huh.
Otherwise, I don't think what they're doing is, whatever, rack up a stupid amount for a $26 mug that someone's stupid enough to pay for. But can you move?
That's what I'm saying.
From me, and don't get me in that live. Because I didn't ask to be in your live.
True. Or if you're standing there waiting for somebody to claim the mug, what if I want the mug and I'm in the aisle? Like, hello, I'll take it because I'm actually here.
Yeah, I'll just be like, I'll just pay for it with no shipping and handling.
And you give me the finder's fee.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
I'd get out a pen and paper, take some serious notes if I were you, because I've got how you could be the cutest little boyfriend ever.
Okay.
Because I think it is the cutest thing ever when you give a talking to your man. Like, have you ever had to give your man a talking to before about something?
Mm-hmm.
Like, maybe he doesn't put the toilet seat down.
He doesn't put his clothes away.
Like after a day, like after the work day or after laundry day?
After they sit in the hamper until he wears them.
So you gave him a talking to.
Mm-hmm.
Mm, yeah. Here's the thing. I had to give neighbor. And this is going to be, you're going to be like, this is the stupidest talking to she's ever given. Mm-hmm. But here's the thing. I had to give him a talking to because I do this app. It's called Fetch. But basically what you do is every time you spend money at a store, you get a receipt, right?
Right.
And then you scan your receipt. You upload it into this app called Fetch. And then you get points for things that you bought or whatever. And then eventually you can turn around and those points will get you gift cards to like Amazon, Walmart, Target, whatever. It's really cool. And I got a lot of points racked up and I would like to turn around and get a really cool gift card,
yeah.
Right? And I get mad because I know he's spending money at stores and he don't give me those receipts. And he's like, oh, it's just a receipt, whatever. One receipt, no matter what, even if you didn't get what they wanted you to get, it's 25 points. Four receipts, that's 100 points, dude.
Mm-hmm.
That racks up, you know? So I got kind of mad at him, and I gave him a talking to that I need your receipts. Moving forward, please give me your receipts, okay? Mm-hmm. So last night, I knew he went to Best Buy yesterday. Last night, he comes home with the biggest smile, the most cutest puppy dog eyes I've ever seen. He comes home and he goes, "Here you go. I got you a receipt."
So excited.
Like he was so, like a kid who finally turned their homework in for the first time on time and knew they were going to get an A. I was like, this is the cutest thing I've ever seen.
Oh, so you fell for it.
Yes, I fell for it. He was adorable last night.
Are you expecting him to do that exact thing?
He better be. Oh, you think this was a one time?
Oh, I thought it was like one and done. Now he's redeemed himself.
No, I was thinking he was getting hinted. I thought he learned his. Hold up. I thought he learned his lesson. You think he hasn't? Oh, I'm going to be mad. What do you think it is? I thought he learned his lesson.
I think he did it once to get on your good side. And
then gave me stupid puppy eyes for nothing? Oh, now I'm mad.
Well, don't blame me. It's always a good day when you walk out to the break room table and somebody's left a little sweet treat.
Mm-hmm.
Today's sweet treat was a box of chocolates.
But not just any chocolates.
They were like little truffles, but there was no map.
Yeah, it's the kind that's like, it's all different kinds, and you don't know. Life's like a box of chocolate. You never know which one you're going to get.
They weren't something labeled. Like that, you know, like sometimes it's like, okay, this column, milk chocolate. This column, caramel milk chocolate. Ooh, cherry dark chocolate. Stay away. Gross. Don't like that. They weren't labeled, so it was like, are you
good luck, soldier.
You going to risk it? You going to grab one and bite into something you don't like? Or is it going to be delicious?
Here's the thing. When it comes to those types of chocolates, which ones are you like, I hope to God I don't bite into that.
Coconut anything.
Mm-hmm.
I do not like coconut, which normally I feel like it's flaked on top so you can kind of tell. Or, like I said, cherry. I don't like a cherry.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else I probably would be fine with.
I'm going to agree with you on the coconut. I'm going to add something else. If I bite into it and it's like some orange cream, oh my God.
I like
God.
That.
Ew.
I like that.
No.
I did notice one out there because, again, it's not labeled. It has like, it looks like it has pink sprinkles on it and nobody's taking that one.
I did.
You did?
It's great. It's just chocolate on chocolate.
Oh.
Take it.
I'm wondering if people are like, I don't know what kind of fruit's in there. I'm not going to risk it.
No. I took that one because I thought it would actually be caramel in it. The way that it was shaped.
Oh.
I always look for the one that I think might be caramely shaped, you know, because you're like, based on what it looks like, would it maybe be stuffed with caramel?
Mm-hmm.
I thought it would be stuffed with caramel. Now, sometimes when I do that, I risk it and I get screwed with the stupid orange, whatever
so
crap
good.
It is. But no, it's just chocolate on chocolate, which is great.
I might need to go make a trip then.
Unless I failed you in it, and then it's all different.
Maybe. Who knows? They're not labeled.
Maybe
like
it's jelly beans.
Ew.
You know what I mean? Like if they're all different.
Jelly beans and a chocolate truffle?
No, I meant like they're all different.
Oh.
Like maybe one is booger flavored for all I know.
I think I'm done. I don't need any more.
It's time for a Taylor window update with those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
I gotta tell you, I am relieved to see that it is very sunny outside and that the snow is melting. Because I got a bit of a situation on my hands.
Okay, spill.
I can't find my ice scraper for my car.
Where could it be?
I don't know, because I thought about it this morning. I've told you a couple times now, like, oh, geez, I really got to put that in my car.
Yeah.
Because one of these days it's going to bite me in the butt. So I thought about it this morning, and I was like, I know it's in my garage. I took it out of my car and have it sitting on the side of the wall in the garage. And I looked this morning, and it is nowhere to be found. Now, I got a new car last year, so part of me is wondering, did I not take it out of that old car?
Mm-hmm.
So now I don't have one, because it's definitely not in my car right now.
Ice scrapers, near me. $10.74, Walmart, $9.99, Walgreens, $7.99, Target, $12.98, Lowe's, I could keep going, $12.79, Dyson's, $3.97, Dick's Sporting Goods. I can keep going, the list is on and on. It's not that hard.
I don't want to buy one when I know I have one somewhere.
Well, you'd better do it because it's going to bite you in the butt, and I'm not here to help you, I'm just going to laugh at you. You know what I'm going to do? When we get a snowfall and you'd refuse to get one, at any of those prices, at any of those stores, I hope we have a beer in the fridge. I'm going to sit back on a lawn chair, crack open a beer, and watch you, use your credit card to get that snow off your car while I have an ice scraper in my car. Mm. And I'm not going to share it with you.
I'm going to use your coat to wipe it down so you have a soggy coat.
I'll have
coat
that on
to,
me.
To wear home.
I'll have that on me.
Deal. It's a date. Unless I find my ice scraper before then, because I know it's somewhere.
Here's the thing. I hope you end up buying one. But you know what happens if you do end up buying one? The next day is when you're going
to
find
it. I know, and that's why I don't want to. $10, I could use that on like a fancy drive-through coffee. Come on now.
I gave you multiple options.
Came to my attention last night that I have maybe been unintentionally leaving my boyfriend out.
Apparently he's not part of the club.
Well, I mean, you always hear me say my boyfriend, because that's what he is. But he doesn't have like a nickname, a radio alias. I just call him my boyfriend. But you have Neighbor Man,
yeah,
which is your boyfriend.
Yep.
But that's his nickname. And he didn't ask for one necessarily, but last night he was like, oh, yeah. Okay. You could call me Romeo. And I said, well, that is our cat's name. And I call our cats by their names.
And that would be very confusing because then I'd be like, cat or boyfriend?
Right.
Huh?
So maybe it's time that we come up with something that he can go by, because I'm not, sorry, I know you're nosy. I'm not telling you who he is.
Yeah. But I also think it'd be honestly very beneficial, because I think when you hear a name or you hear something like a character type name, it helps build a picture of them.
Yeah.
I can only imagine what you probably have in your head of what Neighbor Man looks like, or even what you think Taylor or I look like. You probably think I'm a blonde.
Well, you have been. You change your hair color every other week.
It's not this week, but next week could be.
Maybe.
So I think we really do need to come up with a nickname, because then it can kind of like help you imagine what he looks like.
Yeah, yeah.
When Taylor's talking about him. But here's the thing. We can't just like out of the blue start coming up with nicknames when you have no idea who he is. We've only talked about him a couple of times.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we need to kind of help those who are listening right now get to know boyfriend.
Correct.
To be named soon.
Soon.
My first question is, can you describe his appearance?
Can I describe his appearance? He is tall.
How tall?
6'2" or 6'3". He would kill me if knowing that I probably said the wrong thing.
He's probably 6'4".
Taller than me. 6'2" or 6'3".
Shoe size?
Maybe like 12. I don't know.
Massive.
I have no idea. Nice. He does have ginormous feet. He has curly hair. Very curly hair.
How curly? Like curly fry curly? I'm sorry. I'm trying to build pictures here.
Yeah, we're talking like Nick Jonas curly.
That's odd.
But dark.
I'm not hitting on him.
Dark curly hair. I'm like, you know him. You do know what he looks like.
Okay. What else? Color of eyes.
Brown.
Mm. Okay.
Light brown eyes. And he's got a lot of eyebrows.
Like, thick. So they're thick.
Yes.
Does he pluck them?
I pluck them because I enjoy it.
Okay. Stash, no stash?
Full beard stash moment, but not like crazy long.
He really has a stash?
Well, yeah, it's like part of the... Is that what you call it? It's part of his beard, and he has
hair. Guess I haven't really noticed he has a beard.
It's
been a while since I've seen him.
More than stubble, less than beard.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Chest hair? I don't know. I just want to know.
Yeah.
Back hair? I'm just curious.
No.
I don't know why I thought I wanted to know that, but I did.
I feel like that gives you a pretty good picture.
If it didn't, it does now. Okay. Here's the thing. You know, the whole reason, if you don't know what Neighbor Man's name is that he was my neighbor. That's the whole reason why we started dating. I met him was because he was my upstairs neighbor.
Yeah.
That's fast forward why he's Neighbor Man. And now he's my boyfriend. So I'm like, maybe that could inspire someone who's listening right now to call in and come up with the nickname for Taylor's boyfriend, is if we found out where you two first met.
Okay. So at a bar in Iowa City by the name of Brothers that you may be familiar with yourself.
He cannot go by brother because that will be weird.
And I also have a brother. So I don't.
Can you imagine, like, I was kissing brother last night? No. Then people are going to start calling in. People are going to call
in. I reject that idea. Okay. But that's where we met.
Brothers, Iowa City Bar. What were you drinking?
I don't know that I was drinking anything
yet. What was he drinking?
I think I had just walked in. I don't know, because he said, hi, I'm me. And I said, hey, I'm Taylor. And I walked away because I was like, nice to meet you.
Okay.
See you later. Wasn't really a
romantic. What's his favorite drink, though? Like, alcoholic drink. Maybe that will inspire us. Oh, she doesn't know.
I don't. Not a big drinker.
Okay.
Whatever's in front of him. He'll probably drink.
We are doing some work over here at Those Girls Incorporated. We got to come up with the perfect nickname for Taylor's boyfriend that you will now start hearing on the radio moving forward. Because he's just known as boyfriend.
Yeah, because that's what he is. And it's hard for me to come up with a nickname because I know him too well, maybe.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
So it's like, what is he supposed to be known by? Besides just boyfriend, which is what he is, but... Mm-hmm.
So we need your help. If you've been listening to the show for almost now 2 years and you're like, oh, wait, she said something like that a year and a half ago. Mm. This would be perfect. Or maybe I asked a couple questions to Taylor a couple of minutes ago. That sparked something. Let us know what you think would be the perfect nickname. 319-200-1029. A couple things on the text line. 5003 said call him Bigfoot because his shoe size is 12.
Large.
Jill says call him Curly. 1111 said nickname should clearly be Curly.
Okay, hang on. Is that... I gotta Google something. Isn't there a character in the Three Stooges called Curly?
I don't know what that is, but okay. Probably.
I think it is.
Curly because his hair is really, really curly. Just like Nick Jonas is what she said.
Yeah, it makes sense. He is. That is from the Three Stooges. He does not look like Curly in Three Stooges, I will tell you that. I just Googled. Not accurate.
But
he is curly. That's true.
Not that at all. If you have a question, you're like, okay, I need her to ask this to help me like really paint a picture for a boyfriend. You can also text that question, 319-200-1029. I'll make sure to ask Taylor that question for you.
Oh, okay.
But I got one that I just thought of while I was in the bathroom that I think might help me.
Mm.
How does he like his steak? You had steak for dinner last night. Is he a well done, medium rare kind of boy? How does he like his steak? That maybe we call him medium rare. Well done. I don't know.
I think I would just say medium.
He's a medium?
Yeah. Like, he likes a little pink on the inside, but not like still mooing.
Oh, I like it mooing.
That's gross. But he doesn't like it all the way. Like, he's just not a well-done guy.
So just medium.
I would say medium.
So that tells me he's an average man.
Thanks. This is turning out to be a lot of fun.
He's your average Joe. I like it.
Yeah.
All right. What do you think should be boyfriend's nickname that we start using moving forward?
Mm.
I'm going with average Joe.
I don't know that I can leave this up to you, because if I go home tonight, I'm like, hey, I'm going to start calling you average Joe on the radio.
He's going to hate
that. He might be like, that was your last day of doing that. I'm out.
Let us know what you think his nickname should be. 319-200-1029.
Got a very important assignment today, and that is to give my boyfriend a radio nickname, because I just call him my boyfriend, which is what he is. That's kind of... lame, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
So we're trying to come up, with your help, a nickname for him to be called on the radio. You can call us and tell us your idea at 319-200-1029. Mike, what's your suggestion?
I do. I met in a bar in Iowa City. That's the Hawks, so I like Red Tail.
Oh, okay.
And Red Tail Hawk is an amazing, amazing bird. So I'm going with Red Tail.
I like that. He's an Iowa graduate, as am I. So he is a Hawkeye.
Nice.
And that sounds like a superhero, so I think you'd kind of be down for that. I'm not going to lie.
I'm not against that.
Red Tail?
I'm going to write that one down. Red Tail is leading in the category.
Kind of cool right now.
Okay.
Joanne, what's your idea for a nickname?
I was thinking BB for Brothers Bar, the initials. Otherwise, I'd need a little more information, I think.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. That's a good one. But I also agree. We need a little bit more information before we can get carried away with some nicknames.
Yeah, you need some stuff to work off.
So I'm going to get you some more information here because I'm going to ask Taylor some more questions so we can get to know boyfriend in a second. But I got to look at some of the text messages that are coming in. Two people, 3509 and 8704, both said AJ, which equals Average Joe.
Oh, my God.
Here we go. Average Joe. AJ.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You like that one?
AJ.
My personal favorite, 3430, said, call him the try guy because he tried multiple times to get you.
That is so true.
I love that one. I think it's romantic. I think it's cute. He's the try
guy.
Could
I rejected him multiple times?
You did. Is that not cute?
Yeah. You know, he pokes fun at me a lot for ignoring him for
the try guy.
Weeks. Okay. I like that.
All right. Well, let's get to know him a little bit more. I know he plays video games probably almost every single night. He has his own little video game room. You've talked about it multiple times. Mm-hmm. I know you're cleaning it up right now. Mm-hmm. They're PC games, it sounds like. What kind of games is he playing? I think Call of Duty is one of them. What else?
Yeah. He's been playing a lot of Call of Duty. He plays, I believe, what is called NCAA college football.
It means nothing to me.
I think that's all he's been playing, like, on his Xbox, I think, right now. And then he also is an iPad kid.
Okay.
Grown adult man. And he plays something called Summoners.
I don't know.
I don't know what it is. It's very odd.
I hope that inspired somebody who plays any one of those games to come up with a nickname.
I know there's a lot of character names in Summoners, but I could not tell you one.
Okay.
Hope that helps.
help me with nothing. Did he do any sports in high school?
Yes.
He was a track and field, wasn't he?
Not that I know of. Okay. The big ones that I know, because yeah, he's an athletic guy. He did basketball and he did baseball. And I don't know if he was on his high school golf team, but I know that he enjoys golf. Those are the big ones. Did I say football?
No, never did.
And he also played football.
Do you know what position?
I think he was the quarterback at some point.
He was?
But I don't know. I think there was something else too, but I forgot.
I don't care. He's quarterback.
I didn't know him in high school.
We call him any number. Like, who's like a really like known quarterback? We just call him anyone like... But then everyone's going to think you're, like, dating someone like
Patrick Mahomes.
Everyone's going to think you're dating
Scandal. Interesting day at work for me today because I'm trying to name my boyfriend with a radio name. A nickname, if you will.
Because he's got a legal name.
Correct. But I don't call him that. I want to give him something. Like, you have Neighbor Man.
Right.
Keeps him anonymous. But you can picture Neighbor Man in your head.
Right.
I need that for my boyfriend. So we are kind of
I always picture that people think he looks like the guy from Home Improvement.
Tim Allen?
Not Tim Allen, but the guy that never showed his face was always behind the fence. That's what I imagine that you listening imagine Neighbor Man.
I picture him, and I know what he looks like. Okay. I picture him as a man's body with just a house on his head.
It's so kind he's of fun. Like the Wicked Witch of the whatever. Like
yes, but it's Neighbor Man.
Except for it's like it's not red heels. He's just
a man's body underneath. Yeah, that's what I picture.
That's funny.
Anyways, we're coming up with an idea for my boyfriend so that he has an identity of his own on the radio. So you can call us and tell us what your suggestion is at 319-200-1029. But you've been asking me some questions so that the people can get a feel for what to call him, I guess.
Yeah, because I think we need to get to know him a little bit more.
Yeah, so we talked about lots of things. Mm. His appearance, his curly hair, his dark hair. He has large feet. I don't know that I really want to go with Bigfoot. What else did you ask me? Where we met.
Yep.
Brothers Bar in Iowa City, but that brother being involved immediately makes it weird.
So we're not going to go there.
He was a sporty guy in high school.
Yep.
I don't want to call him Patrick Mahomes, though. That's weird.
Because he also is not Kansas City Chiefs fan.
Right.
But then you said that he was a Minnesota Vikings fan. So somebody said call him Viking. That was 7256 on the text line. Mm. 5365 just texted in. They said, how about Victor? That's Vikings mascot. You could
it
do.
Is?
I didn't know that. But yeah. Well, at Vinton Schelsberg, that was our also mascot. It was Victor the Viking. At Vinton Schelsberg, because we were the Vikings. You could just call him Skull.
Could call him Skull.
I like that
That's
one.
That's kind of cool.
I like Skull. I didn't.
Uh-huh.
you know, because that's their chant. Skull.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Skull, you know, and I like skull.
Skull's cool. Okay. I like that.
Oh, okay. And then somebody, Chloe said Binks from Hocus Pocus. Don't ask me why. But you
is
know
Binks
what?
Is Binks the cat?
Yes.
He is a proud cat dad. But
and he wanted to go by Romeo, which is your cat's name. So I don't Binks. Hate that one.
Mm-hmm. I think we're on to something.
We're on to something.
Skull's up there. I'm not going to lie. You really just came like, on to something.
My sister would love that. She's a big Vikings fan.
I'm here to please your sister today. Apparently.
Only my sister. All right. What do you got? We've told you some things. I'm still going to ask a couple more questions, too, to maybe inspire you.
Yeah.
I got to ask you, not him because he ain't here, favorite food.
Oh.
And a really stupid question that maybe won't help at all.
Okay. I'm down.
Coming up in just a few minutes. But. If you have, it may be just now talking, we have inspired you for a stupid nickname that mm-hmm. she could go by for her boyfriend.
Well, it doesn't have to be stupid.
No, it could be great. It could be sexy. It could be manly. I don't know. I'm just trying
this
to
This is why
me.
We're asking for your help, because she just makes weird noises like that when I ask for help. Please call us and give us your suggestion at 319-200-1029.
I don't know why she asked me to be a part of this.
You know what? I didn't.
This might be the weirdest day in radio, but I'm absolutely loving today in radio. We are helping Taylor come up with the perfect nickname for her boyfriend, because he can't be called boyfriend anymore. No more on the radio.
Yeah, he needs a name. He deserves a name.
He deserves a name.
But not his own.
But not his real one. So we need your help. We need your help listening right now. What could be the most perfect nickname ever that he'll be referred to moving forward till the end of our showtime?
Well, and if something comes to you, you can call us at 319-200-1029. Jared, do you got an idea?
How about Bigfoot?
Oh, my God. I do like that. He does have ginormous feet. I'm liking that one so far.
I think it's funny, and he does have, I'm serious, he has big feet. But I don't know about calling.
I personally love that one because your dad is obsessed with Bigfoot, and I'm a firm believer that we always go for someone that's exactly like our dad.
Okay, you kind of hate with that, honestly. You're onto something.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see.
So you're also referring to your dad.
Now you just made it weird.
No, in like a sweet way. Okay. I didn't mean to make it weird. Okay.
Moving
I just
on.
Ruined it.
Crystal, it. What's your idea?
I have a couple of suggestions.
Okay.
One of them would be Game Boy, and the other one is Curly Fry.
Game Boy, because he does love to game, whether I like it or not. And Curly Fry, because he has curly hair. Mm-hmm. I cannot stress enough how curly this man's hair is.
Very curly.
I kind of like curly. Curly Fry is kind of cute.
5607 matched that energy and said Gamer Guy.
Gamer Guy? GG? Well,
oh, what? Kind of like that?
That kind of sounds like, I know some people call their grandma that.
Oh, yep. Never mind.
Maybe
that's
I'm
off the table.
I might be overthinking. I don't know.
People be thinking you're kissing your Grammy, which is fine, but like.
Weird. We got Les and Melissa on the phone. What do you guys got?
Yep, my wife and I came up with it.
What is it?
Fabio.
Fabio? What made you think of that?
I don't know. I remember the paperback books with this hunka guy on it, and I'm like, what's his name?
I'm down either for rumors to start that I'm dating Fabio. That's cool with me.
Rumors? Fabio?
I like it.
I'll take that as a compliment.
I'm down.
Fabio?
Let's spread rumors.
Why not?
All right, I got to ask you two more questions to maybe kind of spark some, I don't know, ideas for people for a possible nickname for your boyfriend.
Okay, hit me.
What's his favorite food?
What he always wants when we are trying to decide what to like order in or go out to eat, sushi. It's always sushi. Every Friday,
California
I text
roll.
Him, nope, shrimp tempura.
Who?
Shrimp tempura rolls.
I've never had that before.
He also loves crab rangoons.
Yeah. But
it's like anytime that we are looking for a dinner idea, it's like
sushi.
I'm thinking sushi.
Okay. Super random, but maybe this helps me and you listen and get to know him a little bit more. What color socks does he wear the most?
White crew socks.
Crew.
Crew, like the kind that are in between crew and ankle. They're not like the like tall Nike socks, and they're not ankle socks. They're like in between.
So it could be crew.
It could be crew.
Or ankle.
That. Ankle.
I kind of like it.
I think we can do better than that.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on. With those girls in the afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
First dates are scary as is. You're nervous. You don't know what to expect. Imagine being terrified for like a minute or two, and that's the entire date.
The only thing I can possibly think of is this was a Squid Games date.
You are beyond out of control with the Squid Games.
I don't know. I mean, that was the only thing I could think of is they're doing Squid Games dates. Okay, am I getting out of hand?
You're getting out of
hand. Am I addicted?
Yes.
Okay, go on. Tell me what it actually is.
What is happening is Busch Light is putting on speed dating at the Daytona 500. They're calling it Datetona.
That's cute. That's funny. That's brilliant.
I know. They're choosing 8 lucky single people, which you can submit yourself if you fall into this category.
I would have done this if I was single.
Busch.com/Datetona. And you are going to get to speed date while you're being driven around one lap. Only one lap around the course.
You're being driven and dating.
Yes, but you're being driven by a trained driver.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And you get one lap around to get to know somebody.
So that's about a minute.
And that's it. They're also throwing tickets in. This is before the Daytona 500 happens. Mm-hmm. They throw in tickets after the fact so that if you meet somebody, you can go to the Daytona 500 with that person and get to know them a little bit more. They're paying for airfare and hotel stay for the dating thing. Anything beyond that, you got to cover yourself. And all you have to do is provide basic information about yourself, a little pitch about yourself, things you like, what you're looking for in less than 255 characters. And then they're choosing 8 people to try to set up to, I guess, speed date in a race car.
Kind of like this.
I think it's really interesting.
This is your opportunity to do my kind of dating. Let me tell you how Destiny dates.
Okay.
This is really how a first date with Destiny actually truly does go. So I need you to take notes of how a Destiny date goes. Because this is, if you are one of the people who are selected, this is what you should do.
Do this.
You have 1 minute to hit the big topics you need to hit. Who did you vote for in the election? If that matters to you. If it doesn't, then don't hit it, right?
Yeah.
Do you want to have kids one day? I'm trying to think of other things.
How much debt?
Yes, that's a big one. You need to hit things like that. Hit the big, when do you want to get married? How soon do you want to get married? Mm-hmm. Do you even want to get married?
Yeah.
Because those are big things that I care about, you know, things you need to hit. What is your mother like? Because she's going to be my mother soon.
Here's what I like about this is I agree with you. You can, since you know it's going to be, I mean, they get around that racetrack so fast. So you got to get through the important things. What I like is that I at least would be terrified probably driving that fast. So I have no choice but to be honest because the pants are getting scared off of me. Mm-hmm. That you're going to be like, what's your mom like? I would be like, kind of scary. Because I don't know. I don't want to waste time. I'm also scared right now.
Wait, the worst people to be chosen for this would be the people who would be like,
Hi, how are you? I'm good. So are you liking this? Or is this, don't you think this is weird?
Don't waste this opportunity.
That's
you
what
have
I'm saying.
1 minute.
Right.
Hit the big stuff.
I think you need to be like the passenger.
Is a hot dog a sandwich or not?
Asking the important questions.
It's those girls in the afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
I'm going to be absolutely destroyed and devastated if neighbor man and I were to ever break up. Obviously, because I would be sad if we broke up, right?
Yeah, I do not want to see that day, please.
She's going to call in sick. Taylor's going to call in sick.
I will not be okay.
I'll be sad about that, but obviously that will be sad. But what will be, honestly, might be even more sadder to me is that would mean I don't get to talk to his dad and his mom anymore.
You're that close.
I am so close to his mom and his dad. I text them, I call them. I was texting, calling him all day. Well, mostly I call his mom yet more, but I was texting them yesterday and calling them, and today been talking to them. And you know what's funny is I just don't know if it's weird because even last night I'm on the couch. I was texting his dad, and then also his mom, about two different topics, obviously. And then I look over to neighbor man and I go, by the way, I'm texting your mom and your dad.
Mm.
And he every single time just goes, cool.
Oh,
I would be a complete different person. Like if it was Uno reverse and he was like that and he was like, by the way, I'm texting your dad and your mom. I would be like,
what are you talking about?
Yeah.
I want to be in on the conversation.
Not that I wouldn't trust him. It's just like, you know, I'm nosy, dude.
100%.
Like, I just want to be a part of it.
Dude, that's so me. I don't think it's weird at all. I think it's a great sign. Obviously, you want to have a good relationship mm-hmm. with their parents. But I think of my boyfriend texting my dad. He doesn't do it every day by any means.
But they got a relationship?
There's certain things that they will text each other about.
Do you know about it?
I do because I ask. Because I, like you, like to know, what are you talking
now,
about?
Now, does he flaunt it? He's be like, hey, babe, I was texting your dad.
Yeah, but sometimes he's like, oh yeah, I forgot to tell you I was texting your dad yesterday. I'm like, what?
You're going to need to tell me.
Fill me in, man. What are you talking about? Number one that they text each other about. Dr. Squatch soap products.
Who is this?
This is a subscription soap service.
Are you being serious
I'm
right
100%.
Now? Is it for men?
I mean, it's marketed to men, like man soaps. Bigfoot
oh,
and
my,
stuff.
Oh, it's Bigfoot man soap.
Squatch, Dr. Squatch.
Oh, my mm-hmm. God.
So my dad put my boyfriend onto this and was
what?
Like, you got to try it. It smells good. You can set up a subscription service. So my boyfriend did that. So anytime
His soap comes in. He's like, bro, my soap came in.
Or I found Dr. Squatch branded chapstick that I bought for my boyfriend. He sent a picture to my dad.
They broing out about
They're
that.
They're broing out over the Dr. Squatch soaps. And I'm like, you know what? I'm glad you have somebody to talk to about that. That's great.
That is hilarious. Now, is it only about the soap or do they also talk about other things about Bigfoot?
No, just the soap,
okay,
really.
Got it.
And then the other thing that they will text each other about is large TVs. I'm not kidding. Like, I am not kidding. We have been at Best Buy or Target or somewhere, and there's a big old TV, and it's on sale for what one of them thinks is a good price, and my boyfriend will be like, oh, my God, I got to send your dad a picture. I'm like, no, you don't. For what? He doesn't need a TV. Well, I think he should see this. Your dad loves a TV deal. And I'm like, okay. I guess if you want to bond over
I've got a million questions about this TV thing. Okay, so is he just texting your dad? Is your dad looking for a TV?
No, but also always.
Okay, because a man's always looking for a TV
yes.
deal. Because your boyfriend just bought a TV. So he's not looking for a TV, right? Well, you know.
No, but always.
But always. Okay, so is this only at the stores? He's like, oh, I found a 98-inch. Got to take a picture of it for your dad.
Yes, exactly that.
Okay, but when you went to the rich people's house, what, last weekend?
Yeah.
Did he take pictures of their TVs, which I can only imagine were like 100 inches, if that's a thing?
No, but I was waiting for him to, because when we were downstairs, there was a ginormous TV, and he did comment, wow, that's a really big TV. And I was like, is he going to send a picture to my dad? But he didn't in that moment.
I'm
probably because
like,
it wasn't available for purchase. He just wants to egg my dad on to go buy a TV he doesn't need.
Oh, dear God.
Yeah. I put the TikTok filter to the test last night.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday in Trending with Taylor, I explained there's a My Wedding Day filter where you pick out like your dress, your ring, your florals, all these different things. And then girls are comparing it to with what their boyfriend chooses to see if they're on the same page. So I did it last night. And I have results for you on how this went. So, do you just want me to tell you what he got right and what he got wrong?
Yeah.
Okay. He got the cake wrong.
What is are you talking like vanilla or marble?
No, it was like the design. So there was like some that have multiple tiers, some that have like flowers on them.
He did not pick camo.
No, he didn't.
Was that an option?
No, it wasn't. He okay. picked one that was like very...
I was like, that is so not you.
No, he picked a very modern with like big flower on it. It's a pretty
that
cake.
That is not you.
No, I picked a heart-shaped cake that's like very vintage looking.
I also would have never picked that for you.
Oh. Well, he got that wrong. So
I probably would have picked a three-tier and not any of those, like, you know how they have like normally like characters on the top or whatever, like
yeah.
the two people. I wouldn't have picked that for
no.
you. I just would have picked probably the three tiers. Nothing.
No. Well, I picked a heart shape, so sorry, you're both wrong.
Dang it, I can't marry you.
Then he also got the accessory right. Which
can I start guessing? Let's do it. What's the accessory though?
Well,
you wouldn't do a crown.
That's exactly what he said. Because that was one of the options, like crown.
A hair piece.
A hair piece. There was like a headband type thing.
You would do a bracelet. Is that an option?
No, that wasn't an option.
Okay.
To be fair, I didn't really like any of the accessories. I picked a bow. He picked a bow. I don't think I would actually choose that. He picked the best of anything that I would never choose. So I liked that he knew. Immediately he said, oh, you're not wearing a tiara.
I knew you wouldn't.
And I said, you are correct. He got the shoes wrong.
You're not doing a heel.
Yeah, I would do a heel.
You would?
Yeah.
I was thinking you're wearing sneakers.
No, on my wedding day.
What? You're a comfy girl.
On my wedding day?
Why not?
No.
Oh my God, clearly we're not meant to be.
No.
I'm very devastated right now.
He had a lot of questions, which I wasn't.
How high of a heel? You're not doing like stilettos.
No, I didn't pick that. But he was like, does the... He said, does the angle of the shoe matter? And I said, pardon me, what does that mean? Does the angle of the shoe matter? He was trying to say, like, some of them were like pointed toe, some of them were closed toe, and then some of them were open toe. I think he was trying to ask if that's what I was looking at or the height, because some of them were tall, some of them were platform, and then there was like at least one kitten heel option, which is like a really short one. And I said, well, just overall style, pick what
so
you
think. So he got it wrong.
He got it wrong.
What did you pick?
I picked a platform. You know I love me a platform. I love me a tall shoe. Like chunky, open toe. Very simple. He picked like a pizza toe stiletto. That's what they're called.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Pointed pizza toe. He was wrong regardless. Florals, he got correct.
What were the colors?
So there was, it basically was a couple different bouquet options. There's like one very simple all white. There was really bright color. There was really dark color. I don't know what I picked.
You would have picked more neutral.
It was kind of neutral with like a little pop of color. And he, as he was choosing, he said, I'm going to pick the most unique looking one. And I was like, I don't know what that means, but okay. And he ended up picking correctly.
Wow.
Which is shocking. The dress, he got right.
No way.
Yeah. Which, I mean, I was like, I don't know. And I'm like, dude, none of these are like anything I would actually pick. But pick the style you think I would pick. So there's ball gown. There's like a real glitzy, glamoury one. There was one that was like really lacy and off the shoulder, I think. And then there was one like really simple, like satin straight down. Mm-hmm. I don't know. That's the one that I picked because I'm like, you know, I don't think I'm going to do glitzy glamoury. Definitely not a ball gown girly.
Yeah.
We'll see if he gets that right. And he did. He's like, I picked the simple, classy one. I was like, okay, period. Thanks. I'll take
that. Is that all the categories?
The ring.
Tell me.
He got it wrong.
No. Oh, my God. He better go shopping with you. Oh, my God. He better go. You guys better go shopping together.
Well, here's the good news is he showed me his results. So he got 50%. He got three right and he got three wrong.
So he failed.
Yeah.
50% is an F.
And he said, oh, my God, I got the ring wrong. And I said, yes, you did. And he said, it was the one on the far left, wasn't it? And I said, yes, you should have went with your gut. So he knew. He at least had the second
right
answer.
And you guys plan on going shopping together, right?
Oh, I said that because I'm like, I don't even know what I want. Let alone do you know what I want.
No, okay, good.
It's time for
Let's Get Quizzical with those girls in the afternoon.
Stop what you're doing, put on your thinking caps, and get ready to win
nothing.
Please welcome your host, Destiny.
In case you're wondering, today is National Bobblehead Day. You got a bobblehead?
No, my dad has a couple, though.
Of who?
Snoop Dogg. Buddy the Elf.
Okay, nice.
He's got an eclectic collection. Those are the only two I can remember. Probably a Bigfoot one.
Of course.
Only three that
Does
you need.
Does his head bobble or his feet?
Well, his head, of course.
I don't know.
Bobble head, not bobble
I
feet.
I know, but he's Bigfoot. I just had questions.
Pretty sure it's his head.
That was stupid. They should have done his feet.
I'll say it again. Bobble head.
Okay. Whatever. Well, anyway, it's National Bobblehead Day.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to know tonight's trivia question. What is the tallest bobblehead of all time?
Okay.
Like, what's the height?
How tall is it? Mm-hmm. All right. You can text in your guess to 319-200-1029.
What is the tallest bobblehead? Mm. What's the height?
Most of them are so tiny. I can't even imagine.
I know. They're like...
like desk size. People have them on their desk.
The sports guys over at 1600
they
ESPN.
They do.
I don't even know how they have a studio.
They have so many bobbleheads.
They got so many. Some of them don't even have heads. I don't know what happened over there. If they got angry.
Massacre. Somebody massacred their bobbleheads. You can text in your guests to 319-200-1029.
It's time for some Let's Get Quizzical guesses on Z102.9.
You collect bobbleheads. Today's your day. Celebrate.
Well, they know that. If you collect bobbleheads, you know what today is.
If you didn't,
it's National Bobblehead Day. I don't, what's the suspense about?
I know. Today is National Bobblehead Day. I feel like you deserve ice cream for that. I don't know.
Sure.
Every day's a... we'll find an excuse for ice cream.
Yeah, I'm down for that. Totally.
But it's National Bobblehead Day in tonight's trivia question. How tall is the largest bobblehead? I mean, they can't be much bigger than what they are, right?
That's what you'd think. The ones that sit on your desk, but who knows? You can text in your guests to 319-200-1029. But so far, we're seeing 2770 said 25 feet tall. That's crazy.
That's ridiculous.
That's like... is that even a bobblehead anymore? I mean, if the head is bobbling, then yeah, it's a bobblehead.
I mean, that's a good, that is a good point, Taylor.
You know?
At some point, you can't get too tall because it can't bobble, right?
Maybe. How does it bobble? Is there a spring in there? I have a lot of questions now about bobbleheads.
Well, then at that point, it's probably got to be electronic. You know what I'm saying?
Maybe.
Then it's got to be forced to be bobbled. You know
maybe.
What I'm saying?
Or it's outside and the wind makes it bobble.
Oh, the wind can't make it bobble that much.
Maybe. I don't know.
Questions. Leanne said 16 feet and 6.73 inches. What do you know?
I like how specific you are, Leanne.
Is this in her yard?
Maybe.
If it is, give us your address. We'll be there in 20 minutes.
I do. Yeah, I would like to see if there really is a 16 foot and 6.73 inch bobblehead. I'm down for a road trip. 35.
I feel like she's measured.
Maybe. Maybe, maybe not. 3553 said, I think like five destinies tall.
So do you know how tall I am?
You're the measurement.
3553? How do you know?
Well, they said like five destinies.
I'm 5'2
tall,
and a half.
So, you know, do the math. I don't have time.
I don't know what 5'2 and a halves are. I don't want to do the math.
25 and something. I don't know. No time.
Again,
no time.
Would the head bob? We have questions here.
I am gonna have to Google some things for sure.
It is National Bobblehead Day, and the question is, how tall is the largest bobblehead?
Text in your guests to 319. Oh, sorry. I'm getting to it. Text in your guests to 319-200-1029. And the answer's coming up in less than 3 minutes.
Somebody really wants to know the answer.
Well, yeah, I got questions. I hope you have answers.
I do. Coming up in a few. Let those things bobble today. What? I meant the bobblehead.
Somebody just tuned in and thought this was a different program. That is not a sentence you should ever repeat.
I meant the bobblehead.
Okay.
Get your head out of the gutter. It's National Bobblehead Day.
Happy bobblehead day.
Make them bobble wobble.
All right. Anyways.
Moving on. Before you made it weird, tonight's trivia question. How tall is the largest bobblehead?
And the Let's Get Quizzical answer is...
it'd be tall. 16 feet and 6.73 inches. Turns out Leanne knows what she's talking about on the text line.
Very specific.
But yes, she was very specific. Here's the thing. It was achieved by Ollie's. I don't know if you know the store. Ollie's Good Stuff Cheap in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. On September 28th in 2022, they attempted this Guinness World Record for their 40th birthday. They done did it. And it was, you could see a picture of it if you go to the Guinness World Record website. It's huge. My question is, and they don't answer this for me on the Guinness World Record website. Is this thing still outside the store?
I don't know. You would think if they spent that much time and energy
on it,
building a thing for a Guinness World Record,
you would keep it outside the store, right?
You would think.
Or did the Guinness World Record book take it? Like, do they take things?
I don't know. Do they have a museum?
I think I would assume. I know so. There's Why like, wouldn't you?
There's Ripley's, believe it or not, yes. Museums. Maybe it's in one of those.
Otherwise, if nobody took it, where'd it go?
I don't know. Can I make a suggestion?
Go on.
A plea to the public, actually.
I would love to hear this.
So you know how all around Iowa City and Coralville and surrounding areas, there's those Herkies on parades?
I know where you're going with
Can
this.
Can we now try to beat? I mean, I love Ollie's that they beat this. It's been long enough, though.
Uh-huh.
Let's make one of those Herky on parade statues 16 feet and 6.74 inches tall.
I think
tall,
we could do this.
And make it a bobblehead. There's no, I don't. As far as I know, there's no Herky on parade bobbleheads.
Do we need to do this when we have some type of celebratory year? You know what I'm saying? Like,
I think, you know
you're
what?
Just like, screw it.
Any day is a good day for a bobblehead.
Does it need to be a Herky or a Busch Light?
Well, the whole point was for it to be a Herky.
Some might say a Busch Light. Although that, where can it bobble if it's a Busch Light? You were on to something. I was wrong.
Per use.
I'm always stupid.
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.